amazing technology we have. We can watch Scripture being dramatized. That's the words, that's the translation of John that was there. That's flowing through the book we're in. And dramatized. And I'd love to just sit with each of you for about an hour and see what stood out to you. But this isn't a great setting for that. One-to-one conversations with many. John continues to describe Jesus in all sorts of ways. He gives us pictures. It's creative. It's wonderful. Awesome pictures of trying to help us wrap our minds around Almighty God in the flesh. And even the disciples, right? They're on a journey. They kind of understand, but they don't, right? They see the clothes in the tomb, and they believed. And they still didn't really understand that he was to raise from the dead, right? They believed, but it was still in part. We're all on journey. I'm fully suited up. As if you've been attending here very long, I wear a suit whenever someone connected to our congregation passes away as a way of honoring the person who has died. Someone very connected to our congregation, the founding member, died and was buried on Friday. And I want to honor him. I do other things, other Sundays, other weeks to honor him. Jesus was fully dead on Friday. Buried. Dead. If I wore a suit every time someone died that was somewhat connected to our congregation, I would wear one every single week. I know some people here that were at funerals this very week. If I wore a suit every time someone died for their faith around the world, I wouldn't just be wearing one on Sundays, but probably every single day in my office I'd be wearing a suit. Over 200 were just killed this morning in Sri Lanka for their faith in Jesus. All the disciples were killed except for John, but he went through some horrible stuff before that. Death is ugly. It's hard. It is horrible. It's difficult. It's grievous. That's why we call it grief. And it is also a certainty. We will all face death. What a happy guy I am this morning, eh? This day of celebration, and I'm just talking about death. But unless we really get the bad news, we don't really understand the good news either. Understand the journey the disciples were on, the despair and hopelessness they felt. I've been there. Maybe you haven't been there to that degree, but I have been there. I don't know why I've never had a fear of physical death. Before I knew Jesus, it was out of foolishness, stupidity, and arrogance, and I don't know what else. I just didn't have a fear of death. I did some incredibly foolish things. We got together, went to the Good Friday service, zipped home for lunch, shot up to Red Deer, and had our family Easter celebration up at my brother's place in Red Deer. So it's a bunch of my relatives on my side and a few friends. We get telling stories, and man, I am remembered of the plethora, that means like a whole bunch of things, that I have done that were crazy and foolish and should have cost me my life multiple times. Multiple times, I was rescued from my own foolishness by the grace of God. I don't know why. I pray I live for Him now and I make a positive impact. But I've experienced death on the inside. I didn't fear physical death because I didn't really understand. It was, like I say, foolish and arrogant and whatever else. when I've experienced death in other ways. And I would run from it. I tried to hide from it. I tried to hide from my own death within me. Right? I heard there was a God at age 14. It took me until 20 before I finally surrendered my life to Him. And a lot of that was trying to hide the death within me. Jesus is the conqueror of death. We celebrate Him today. The conqueror of death. In its many varieties. Some of us are experiencing death now, whether it's death of a loved one and we've been at their funeral, or it's coming up. But there's death of relationship. Sin is really death. I hate facing my own sin. But I love when I finally do. Psalm 32 says, I wasted away when I tried to hide my sin and iniquity. But when I did, when I brought it into the light, I experienced that Jesus had already conquered it. And I was free in Him. What are your fears about death? Fears about death. What relationships are you experiencing that are dead or dying? He's the God of resurrection. He conquered death in all its forms. But we need to pause and just reflect, what is death and how's it impacting us? And then we celebrate who He is and what He's done. Celebrate Him. He's conquered it. He's the only one that could. And yet, His accomplishment has no impact on me. It has no impact on you unless we believe it and receive it. There's a response to be made at Easter. I'm going to read a few of the verses that we heard in the drama. John 20, verse 30 of 24. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in His hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into His side, I will never believe." We call him Doubting Thomas. I think that's an aspect of it. I think he so longed for a personal experience of the risen Lord. Just hearing about a secondary one wasn't enough. It's not enough for any of us. We can't just know about God. I'm under no illusion that everyone within a church that is here this morning is in direct relationship with God and experiencing the resurrected Savior personally, or that we'll be going to heaven. It takes that personal relationship, that personal response, encountering Him, the risen Christ. Thomas longed for that. I need to experience Him personally. Right? Maybe those raised in the church are at greatest risk of that. I've heard about Him so many times. I'm under the illusion, well, sure, I must know Him, right? Maybe, maybe not. Have you experienced Him personally? It's essential. Receive and believe. Believe and receive Him directly. Read a few more verses. 8 days later, His disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them, although the doors were locked. Locked doors, closed heart, an inability to see, those are not barriers to Jesus. He's the God of resurrection. He already conquered death. He can conquer anything. The doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Peace, shalom, things made right in every area of life. I'm right here in your presence. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand, place it in my side where the spear had gone. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas's answer is incredible. My Lord and my God. Many people have heard about Jesus and they go, not walk around. He's not just the Lord. He is that. He's the Lord of the universe. He's the one who created everything that exists. But it needs to be personal. My Lord. My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, you have believed because you have seen me. Have you believed me because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Have you said that with Thomas? My Lord and my God? My Lord, have you taken him as yours? Have you received the forgiveness that he's overcome death within you? Our sinful nature needs a resurrected Savior. Not just, oh, I'm okay, whatever else. We're not okay on our own. We're full of death. And we need a Savior to overcome it. Blessed are they who have not seen, yet have believed. Wow, amen. Amen. Verse 30. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written. Why? So that you may believe. That's why I wrote the whole book of the Gospel of John, so you may believe. Take him as my Lord, my God. Not just believe that he existed sometimes. The demons believe that. They are not in a right relationship with God. They have not experienced the resurrected Savior personally in the life he brings. That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the promised one, the only one, the way, the truth, the life, the only way to be in right relationship with God. He's the Son of God. He's fully God, fully man. And that by believing in his name, when Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. This is John 17. This is priestly prayer, as it's called. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, and the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh. All things created, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That was his prayer, that everyone would come to know him. He's the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Do you know him today? I mean, not just know about him. Not just know about church and doing stuff. Not even singing the right songs or singing on key. Not even being able to just quote scripture. The written word reveals the living word. Do you know him today? Do you know Jesus? Are you experiencing the abundant life that he's made possible? I continue to see death in my life. We're all on journey. I repent daily. I repent several times a day. I hate it. I still don't like facing death. But it's an absolutely necessary part of really experiencing life. Are you experiencing Him daily? Discipleship begins or becomes authentic only when the disciple has a personal experience of the Master, Jesus Christ. No one can claim to be a disciple if one does not have the personal knowledge of the person he or she is following or witnessing. Our personal relationship becomes the core of discipleship. You can't say, I follow Jesus if we don't know who He is, if we haven't received His forgiveness and His gift of abundant eternal life. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? Are you willing to face death in its many forms so that you may have life, so you may believe in the one true God and in Jesus Christ whom He sent? He's conquered death today. We celebrate it, but we can't just rush the celebration. There's a journey, like the disciples went on, like followers throughout time have gone on. We need to face death. And death is within us. Death is around us. Face death in all its forms. Christians, above all, should be able to face death because we have a living hope in Jesus Christ. And we celebrate Him today. He conquered death in all of its forms. Is He conquering it in you? Regularly, consistently, constantly, in an ongoing way, that we might walk in newness of life. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, wow, we bow before You. Continue to open our eyes like You opened the eyes of the disciples, that more and more we would see You as You really are. Because as much as we know, as much as we've experienced, or as little as we know, as little as we've experienced, there is so much more. So much more of Your character, of Your power, of Your presence, of Your peace, of Your living hope, of Your abundant eternal life that we have yet to know, understand, believe, and receive, experience in our lives, Jesus. You've made it possible. And You put the invitation out there. It's up to every one of us to choose You personally. Father, give us the courage, give us the faith to be among those who are blessed without seeing You in the physical form, to believe anyways, to receive You by faith, by grace through faith, Jesus. Give us the courage to step in there. And like Thomas, to experience You personally. Experience that death has no more reign, rule, authority over us. We would step in to Your life. While we celebrate who You are, Jesus, and all You've done. And all You continue to do. Draw us. Give us a personal experience of You today and in the coming days. I pray by Your name. Amen.